Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Is it too late now to say sorry? 'Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down.
It's still not too late for MVS to win MVP. Welcome to a Vegas vacation edition of Sorry We Love Football, the only show that actively hates the sport that it covers. I'm your host, an Eagles fan, scratch that, Chiefs fan, Daniel Hardigan. How about those Chiefs?
How about those Chiefs?
I'm sorry, I can't let a new fan base be happy. I need everyone except for Chiefs fans to be miserable. That's how this works.
What?
I think. Hey, with this as always, actual Chiefs fan Danny Solomon. Danny, the Super Bowl matchup has been compared to Hitler versus Stalin. Which one is the Chiefs?
Obviously Stalin. I mean, we at least beat the Nazis with Stalin.
Okay. Hey, with us as always, Commanders fan Jamel Johnson. Jamel, I'm sorry about your Ravens.
Can the Commanders be Idi Amin? Can we be Idi Amin in this?
I believe so. Yeah, we like that.
Right. Approaching relevance.
And hey, returning to the show, we got Niners fan Blake Anderson. What's up, Blake?
Hey, good to be here in person.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Whoa. It's pretty nice.
Crazy.
It is nice. Are you going to Vegas for the Super Bowl?
I'm attempting every plug I have to get there.
Nice.
Taco Bell, get at me.
Get him in there. Come on. Buzzballs, hit his line.
Buzzballs doesn't quite have the cachet I thought it did. I put the feelers out. That was a quick no from Buzzballs.
We went to Chargers Chiefs week 18, and I hadn't seen one of the big Buzzballs, like the bowling
the biggies,
ball size.
The biggies. Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah. Those are trouble.
Those were getting passed around, and this was a new level for me. Unlocked. I've had the personal ones, but the big boys are nice.
I'm glad you haven't taken down a biggie to yourself, because that would be Mistakesville.
Absolutely. So what was your guys' experience like watching the championship games? Where'd you watch it? How'd you feel?
I was at the crib.
Sick.
The early game. Had a few people come over, and everybody brought Popeyes.
Everybody.
Oh, that's great.
Everybody's bringing wings. Popeyes is doing wings. And honestly, I'm a little out on the Popeyes wings.
Ooh.
Tell us more about that.
Because they just don't
have.
We got
time to fill.
They don't have regular wings, bro. It's all like sauce or. Like, I just need your standard mild and spicy in wing form. I don't need sweet and spicy. I don't need signature hot. I don't want ghost pepper nodules on my shit. Just the regular mild and spicy, please. And I'll buy them every week. I'll be in here every week if y'all just make regular wings.
Who does them right then these days for you?
As far as the chain goes, I got no. I don't know, man. It's fucking Wing Street.
I feel like
Wing Street.
I feel like maybe Subway's got a wing they're sitting on that they're going to drop.
They do have that footlong cookie now. I mean,
and
they're
the pretzel,
expanding.
They just dropped so many footlong things. It feels like Jared's back at the helm, dude.
Okay.
He likes them about a foot high.
Yeah, and you know what's next? Foot tall wings.
Yeah.
Once they do the foot long wings.
It's like rolling two blunts together. You just got to roll some wings all the way down until it's a foot.
Dang, the Subway wing blunt?
Yeah,
that would be off
Hell
the
yes.
chain.
It would be hard.
That would be really
Charles
sick.
Barkley is waiting to promote this.
With edible blunt paper.
I like it. Smoked wings.
I like a good smoked wing.
It sells itself.
It does. I had wings on Sunday, too. I went to Rocco's in Culver City, a place I'd never been. Mm-hmm. Good experience. A lot of people there. You had your stray Raiders fans running around, but it was overall a nice environment. I don't know why people wear jerseys
weapons.
Of teams that aren't playing to these events.
I don't know either. I have no idea.
Yeah, why do they do that?
Man, Chase Young played for it. He was on our team this year.
Okay.
If the Niners win the Super Bowl.
That was so long ago.
If the Niners win the Super Bowl, they're going to have to mail his ring to Commander's headquarters and then forward it addressed to Levi Park.
Repackaged.
I mean, there are 28 other teams in the NFL. They want to let us know they're still around. They haven't shuttered the Jets just because they had a bad season. Yeah. Like, the operations are still there. You're still liable. Yeah, you're still allowed to wear your shit.
It's like Model UN. You can't fucking. Oh, just what? Everybody doesn't get to be Germany and shit. Somebody has to be Angola, all right?
Mm-hmm.
But all, like, a Raider jersey is different than other jerseys. Like, Raider jerseys you can wear to Christmas. Like, Raider jersey goes. Like, that could be the only thing they own as well.
That is a fair point. I don't know what this person's background was, or these couple of people's background were, but.
It's like I'm either wearing a jersey or I'm going topless. And Rocco's.
I think they might have alternated over the course of the day.
There we go.
You wear the white jersey to Christmas and then the black one for like regular secular events.
Yeah. The white one is very clean. Yeah, sure.
Where'd you guys watch the games?
I was at my house as well, invited some people over, and we didn't do wings, but we all had the same idea, hot chicken. So I got I got chicken tenders from Vaughn's, which are underratedly great.
You got the spicy or the regulars?
I got spicy and regular.
Okay.
And then I got their mac and cheese, but then I zhuzhed it up a little bit. I put it in a container, grated some extra cheese on top, crispy onions up top, back in the oven for a little while. And I mean, I feel like it was that mojo, just knowing that I had nailed the meal that kept the Chiefs ahead the entire time.
Oh, yeah. Or that was the macaroni that cursed Lamar.
He really looked cursed during that game, right? Like, he looked confused. He looked upset. They were trying something. It didn't work. I feel like I definitely had something to do with it.
Oh, yeah. That was your mojo for sure. I watched the first game at my house, and then I went for the Niners game, I went to my dad's in Pasadena.
Nice. Okay.
Nice.
And I told everybody at the party when it went very south that I probably wasn't going to make it to halftime. And
did you?
I did. I actually sat through it.
Nice.
I was like, fuck it.
Worth
it. Yeah. Nice. Let's just see what happens.
And you were blessed. The football guys shined down upon you for this.
Yeah. I definitely like switched my seats and all that. But yeah, I was being pretty salty the first half.
Did it affect you a little bit that all of America was, and I'm feeling the same way, but all of America was rooting for the Lions. Besides, of course, the greater Pasadena area.
Yeah, Pasadena was definitely Niner country. Yeah, the Roccos there was going off. But yeah, I know, it was kind of strange. I didn't realize that there was such a, I mean, I understand why people don't want the Chiefs to win. It's just because it's like, that's what happens when a team wins a whole bunch. Eventually, we want to see the people fall, but the Niners hate is just, it's a deep well. It's a lot of teams, a lot of fan bases.
You guys
hate the fucking Niners.
I have not won in a while.
I know.
It's been 20 plus years.
And have lost in very painful ways. And the quarterback has a sad, happy story. Like, what
he has
else
a great story.
Like, what else do you want to root for the Bay Area? But it's just Bay haters. It runs deep.
The literal... Mr. Irrelevant is the quarterback of your Super Bowl caliber squad. It's a coach who, you know, isn't a dweeb like Mike McDaniel. He's kind of a genius, but he's not like a nerd about it. And Christian McCaffrey, who doesn't like that guy? He seems fun.
Yeah.
Seems like a cool, great defense.
Great catch.
I'll say Bosa, maybe there's some hate. But every team's got that guy. Every team's got
true.
The Trumpy guy.
Every team has four of those guys. It's just he was bad about his social media business.
Right. You
you
shouldn't let people know that your hate that propels you to the quarterback also propels you to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah. But it happens.
Where would you rank that Niners game? Because, you know, you guys have made it to the Super Bowl a few times in that stretch since the last Super Bowl win. Had some, obviously, like that Alex Smith game against the Saints. That's probably up there. But now that this one, all things considered, you know, and having the big comeback, Purdy hadn't come back from, I think, down 10 points yet in his career.
Yeah.
Shanahan beat the allegations of he's not able to come back. So it was a big one.
Yeah. I would have been hyped, but I went to the game the week before, the Packers game.
Yeah.
I was at that one.
Okay.
And that was a very similar feeling. And I had, you know, the whole day of the whole game of stressing and then the sweet release at the end. And I just really didn't want that exact same kind of feeling again. It was just like at halftime, I was just texting people like, I just don't even understand at this point why I watch sports, because it's it's ruining my life at the moment.
And then the Lions decided to just give you guys the game.
Oh, did they?
They're just like, hey, you know what? Maybe what if we just gave it to them?
And I do feel bad because I do have a lot of friends who are Lions fans, and I have no malice towards Detroit nor the Lions. It's like, that's a fun story. But to go out like that, I knew that that has to hurt so bad.
But it also wasn't new. I thought it was new, but then like, didn't Belichick go for it on fourth in Indianapolis?
Yeah,
fuck
yep,
it up.
Yep.
And didn't somebody else try to go for it against them? Maybe the Ravens blew a fourth down in the playoff.
But that was like once.
Yeah,
he did. Like these great coaches did it one time.
Yeah,
he did.
I know. I'm really. I just stuck. You know, the Niners won, so I'm not trying to talk shit on the Lions because I know they're hurting right now.
Eminem like, is in pain.
Oh, yeah, which that's fine. We're not still, like, whatever. They should have put Tim Robinson and Sam Richardson on the jumbo, mm-hmm. and then they might have won. But they chose to roll with Eminem, and that's what happened.
Big mistake.
But it's just like with Dan Campbell, like, oh, man, I was so happy that he was the coach of that team in watching because I was just like, in a way, like, yeah, that's what got you there, and that's the narrative everybody keeps saying. Like, that's you can't change who you are in the middle of. But that just sounds kind of like an abusive relationship mm-hmm. at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah, you should probably change.
Like, this is just who he is. But no, this is a game. You take every play into account, yeah. you know? And, like, as a Niners fan who was watching the game, and that first time they decided to go for it when, you know, the Niners went down the field, they got the field goal, and then the Lions came right back, and I was like, they're going to kick a field goal and just take those points right back. That would have been such a death blow. But even if they missed that kick, I wouldn't have felt as inspired by the fact that they stopped the fourth down.
Right.
And then it was like, okay, yeah. okay, maybe I'll stay at my dad's apartment.
Got the crowd into it. It's just, I mean, I don't think, I know that Lions fans obviously have dealt with a lot of losses. Yeah. They had an 0-16 season. But have they had those important losses? Never, really. Like, not since 1991, where you learn the horrible lesson of what not to do in future playoff situations.
You think that the Lions, having the luxury of being able to watch every playoffs from the house for the past 40
studying.
Years, you think they right. would have the notes in front of them?
Nah.
Take the points. It's a playoff.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's a good point, man. I don't know. It was crazy. I feel like both games the teams kind of showed a lack of experience. You know, the Ravens came out just like punching people and clotheslining yeah. guys like ah! It's you like dude, you gotta chill.
They got little boy, they got little bro. mm-hmm. And you could see it, Kelsey, I'm sure everybody on the defense, just the Chiefs could handle shit talking in that environment and the Ravens could not, and it showed the whole game. Lamar Jackson, I don't know who you're talking to, but you might need to get on BetterHelp or somebody talk to him. Nah, for dude. Real. He needs no. some. He needs.
He has to go inward?
He needs to go inward, bro.
Yes.
Because, I mean, he's so rattled. You could tell he's missing screen passes, crazy.
Should he go in the dark room like Aaron Rodgers did, eat a bunch of mescaline, and just go away for a few days? Listen, emerge as a new man?
He should go into the tent where they check your CTE and go on BetterHelp.com and talk to somebody and come out. When the offense is back on the field.
Yeah. I like that that's blue tent worthy, that you can actually get all forms of your health checked
yes.
under there.
You don't know what – I bet there's so many tales in the blue tent that fucking we don't even know about, dude.
There's probably been a love story in that blue tent.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
There's definitely couples therapy, center and quarterback.
There's definitely there. A few threesomes.
Sure.
Come on. With cheerleaders. Come on. Hey. Or amongst team members.
A cheerleader and the independent neurotrauma specialist.
Yes.
Your teammate yeah. is your biggest cheerleader, honestly, if you really think about who's cheering for you.
I know how to get your head on straight. It's like, what? You see somebody running out of the tent? What the fuck?
Just if they had any ounce of calmness to them between him and Zay Flowers, you could just see the whole team is like, the defense locked in the second half.
In the second half.
I mean, I like that. I like coming out guns blazing. I like the, you know, ferociousness, but yeah, you just can't, like, be clotheslining people and then standing over people dropping your nuts on them and stuff like that.
Oh, you dropping your nuts?
Yeah.
In the middle, and you're losing? In the middle of the game, in the middle of the drive? Put your nuts away for, like, Man. Three more plays. Yeah, rough, dude.
I'm a post-game nuts guy.
You got to
get the wind, drop the nuts.
Nuts, no. Push your nuts. Bury your nuts under the field at the 50.
You take your nuts out too early, they get taken from you.
That's true.
Literally what took place, man.
That's true.
Well said, Danny. All right, let's get into it. Let's start the show the way we always do, by talking about what we hate about watching football the previous week. Danny, what'd you hate?
Doing this. This writing this that I'm about to say was the worst part of my week. Honestly.
It is homework.
It's a chore. Yeah, it was a chore that I didn't want to do. And look, the fact is that the NFL, from my perspective, for at least the last month, if not several years, has been a great experience. And I've had a great time watching it. But I've managed to find these little things to nitpick so we can have a show and we can do our segment. This week, though, was immaculate. It was just so good from top to beating the Ravens on their home field with a better quarterback, a better defense. They're trying to bully and taunt and lay hit and rough the passer because they were scared. Because deep down, all bullies are scared. We've all dealt with that. That's the secret to unmasking a bully. And Patrick the Grim Reaper scything up all of these AFC tears again, doing it in the funniest way imaginable at the end with a throw to Marquez Valdes-Scantling. The poetry of it all. It was just so perfect. And we're going back to the Super Bowl with our worst team yet. This is this fucking shitty team. On offense, at least. They're just not that good. And Taylor and Travis, just people thinking it's a psyop. They're oozing chemistry in these clips. It's so real. If you don't think they're really in love, you've never been in love. Because it's obvious. You can tell the way they talk to each other.
I guess.
The stolen kisses.
I have never done this.
That was just That's heightening the brand. But when you see them together on the field, like when they're actually touching each other, you're like, you know what? They've had sex. They've at least had sex
in
real life.
I'll give you that.
I think the true test will be if they do indeed lose the Super Bowl, we will see if it is true love. Cut to them then. I want to see what's happening.
Right.
I mean, we can't do predictions today because we have a whole nother week to fill.
Fair enough.
I think we might be on opposite sides on that one. But regardless, look, I agree that could create some turmoil. After the Raiders game, apparently they had their first fight. We talked about it on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, Travis doesn't like losing, but I just don't think it's going to be a problem. Look, the point is I watched the whole thing with my chicken fingers, high as hell, and I just want to say, like, NFL, goddamn you. You did it again. Good shit. You made a perfect product.
Unbelievable.
Just land the plane right in a couple weeks, and this season will be your Citizen Kane. Wow. No notes.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I'll just do my hate real quick because mine's the exact opposite.
The two
evil teams prevailed. We should have had Lions-Ravens, the matchup America wanted.
With that your blank Eagles hat.
That was too good. Yeah, I removed the logo. Get that shit out. And now we have history repeating itself. We have Chiefs-Niners, a.k.a. Trump versus Biden part two.
That's right. It's timely.
It's back. Only this time they're both way more evil. And we have this weird role reversal thing that's happening. Like somehow San Francisco is the team seen as this white nationalist, tiki torch carrying, war on men, evangelicals. And the Chiefs of all teams represent the fucking ultra woke, vaccine pushing.
Do they?
Taylor.
One guy. Where are the stadium?
Blowing up on Twitter. They're all about the Taylor is going to endorse Biden after they win the Super Bowl.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell happened to the game? I love
these narratives are crazy.
It's out of control.
What the?
These are extremes by extremists, and this is what we're stuck with.
We just booed racial equality.
Yes,
very recently.
But this is a different team.
Different shit has happened now.
My goodness. The world keeps spinning.
My goodness. Jamel, what'd you hate about watching football?
Well, I tell you, I did not hate thinking about the Chiefs losing, and then they go to Taylor Swift first. Like instead of talking to Andy Reid, they go to Taylor in the booth. That sounds fun. What I hated, honestly, was just every ad, all of them. Who do they think we are watching these games? I don't have rheumatoid arthritis. I don't go fishing. I don't need a big-ass truck. I'm not really rocking with Jesus like that. Like, who is even – you're tuning into football and you're agnostic, right? And then you see the Jesus ad and you're like, you know what? I'm actually going to turn off the game and go to night church. No, you're not, man. Nobody's doing that. These ads are not for anybody watching the game. If you want to advertise to me Tell me who's got the best fucking wings in Los Angeles. How come they don't have an ad for this goddamn game?
We really do need to get some kind of sponsor. Maybe not full sponsorship, but just like, and you know, our endorsement should mean something.
Something.
I feel like.
Mm. An ad for the best wings in LA and where the three closest progressive booty clubs are. How come these other companies can't get no advertising? I know they're getting some money. I want to give them some money.
I would hope they are all the one place.
It's all inside of one. It's
Costco.
All one strip.
That thinking, crazy Costco in Van Nuys.
Okay. I was thinking a strip mall in K-Town, but okay. I like this. Okay. I like Van Nuys Costco a little better.
Yeah. I bought beef cheek at that Van Nuys Costco.
You should
hard
be
to
able
find,
to buy
hard
ass.
To find product.
You got some ass at the Costco?
It's not a good product, but you can get like 1 ounce of meat out of it for $25.
Go. That's all you need sometimes.
Costco booty.
I'm surprised you guys even retain any of the ads. The second it goes to commercial, I'm on my phone, I'm texting my friends, I'm looking at social media, and then it's back before I fucking know it. I don't even see this shit. Like, how do you guys... I don't know. I saw the Jesus one, though. I did see the Jesus one.
Yeah, what are you saying? Everyone
saw
the Jesus one.
My wife turned, she was just like, what the fuck was that?
Where's Jesus even getting his bread from?
The Jesus ads hit, dude. Yeah. I like
they're kind of sick. They're kind of like new Pope kind of vibes, you know, like the good Pope, the guy who's like, "Yeah, you can be gay." You know, it's sort of a little bit like it's not that hard Jesus that some people are snorting
Jesus
out there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Soft Jesus rocks.
Yeah.
It's pretty sick.
He gets us.
They should just lean in and be like, "Look, you have a gambling problem. You need Jesus. Don't try to put Jesus on all of us." There's a very specific person watching this game who needs Jesus.
You could really have fun with that, like where a guy's like, "I'll stay," and then Jesus comes behind him and says, "No, he'll hit." He's like, "What?" He's like, "Trust me.
Trust me, bro."
And we're all in.
And that man was Dan Campbell.
Yeah. Oh, God. The draft king of kings.
Oh, my goodness.
That's it, dude. It works. It's right there.
Blake, what'd you hate about watching football this week?
I hated the way that my dad's close friends had to see me like that. I knew going over to my dad's house, I thought it would be at least a competitive game, but I didn't know it was going to be a blowout in the first half. So just showing up, and I just got in the worst attitude, and like people were trying to talk to me, ask me about my kid. And I'm like,
think I give a fuck about my kids right now?
I'm here. They're home. I'm here.
They ain't in the game.
I'm trying to focus. Switch me seats, you dumb bitch. Yeah, it was bad. It was bad, and I would like to apologize to all my dad's close friends, because then once the switch flipped, then I was out of my mind yelling, and he's probably going to get evicted. I don't know.
It's oh, so you good. Got even got when it went good, you got two turnt. The
way
other
too
way.
Turn, yeah. Because even that, I've been doing like dry January, but yeah, when your team is in the playoffs, that's impossible.
It gets moist.
It's damp as hell.
Yeah, it gets moist.
So then I start cracking Bud Lights to change the luck, and they're working. So by the end of it, it got wet.
I have been there more than once where I have been, hard to deal with during the first half of a game, and then it's very difficult to come back once you've won to justify why you were like that the whole time.
Yeah. So she's in fourth grade. Yeah. What else were you asking about?
Yeah. Sorry, Clay. I didn't mean to cut you off there.
Yeah. My bad. And actually, the spaghetti is very good. I didn't mean to throw it against the wall.
I'm going to do an extra day in February.
Yeah.
Dry.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's
okay. Oh, there's makeup days. I have five to make up. But.
Yeah. My body is going to be very pleased that football is over in just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. It affects all parts of the body.
Do you know what? Honestly, that was what I hated about football this week was in line with the Popeye's wings being bad. Just what comes with when football gets big.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of dairy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that you're not really supposed to use. A lot of things that you and your doctor talked about directly with eye contact.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's Championship Sunday. I don't fucking, come on.
Yeah.
Hand me the nachos. It's time.
You're going to be the guy doing the celery sticks with that come with the wings?
Yeah. You're like, oh, cool. He can't. I like football too much, man, to care about my body.
Yeah.
I will take down like 3 or 4 handfuls of celery and carrot sticks just to fill up, just to make sure there's a base there before I get into the wings. Because otherwise, if it's wings first, you're not going to switch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's over.
You can't go from wings to celery. Mm-hmm. That's
this
just ridiculous.
Is exactly what happened to me. The wings showed up for game one, first half. I was done.
This is why you can't host.
6 hours of wings.
You can't host either because that food is staying in your fridge. And you're not going to throw it out. It's delicious wings.
I threw away a tub of buffalo chicken dip last night, said a prayer, the whole thing.
Damn.
Wow.
That's going to come back to haunt you.
I had to because it already came back to haunt me hours prior.
Yeah, but it's going to be hovering over you as you sleep tonight like, why? That's no good.
Haunted buffalo chicken dip, man. Fuck, dude.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah, it would be. It's like, make me feel like Scooby-Doo.
That's the movie.
That's the damn Apple series. You kidding me? Sign me up.
Well, now that real football is over and we're in the Super Bowl, it's its own thing. The actual season is done. Who was the MVP of the playoffs for you guys? Like, who was the most entertaining figure in the sport or player? Danny, you usually do a good job kicking us off.
I'll piggyback off of what we were talking about earlier and just complete the circle. It's Dan Campbell. I think he made himself the MVP, the main character. He was originally going to be my what I hated, actually. But the more I thought about it, I don't really hate it. I mean, sure, everything that he did on those fourth downs was like maddeningly stupid. And if I were a Lions fan, I would probably want to put my lips around a good old-fashioned Motown tailpipe. But I don't have to care that much. And here's the thing. Like, he didn't change. He just, what we were talking about, he did the crazy shit that he did in this game all season long. He told us from the beginning on day one that he wanted to eat people's legs. Mm-hmm. And no one stopped to think, like, maybe this dude actually is like Dahmer level insane. And that's what he's bringing to the NFL. What do we know about the guy? Blocking tight end for 9 years. That's CTE City. I mean, there's no chance he doesn't have at least a couple of Krispies in his brain. Mm-hmm, sure. He drinks 6 Stanley cups of pure caffeine every day.
Yeah.
We learned that on Hard Knocks. And I don't have a source on this, but I feel like he dissects neighborhood pets while masturbating.
Oh, shit.
So I just think he's like a crazy guy. And
like a dual wield? Like he's doing.
Yeah, he's. I mean, like the guy from Horses. That's a deep cut, but there was a famous LA chef who got caught strangling cats while
jerking off.
Guy.
Yeah.
Guy made a hell of a rigatoni.
Yeah, look it up. Great chef. Great food.
I thought that restaurant was going to be the shit, and then it just kind of fell off.
Yeah, because of something to do with cat strangling, and I feel like Dan Campbell's the same kind of guy. So, you know, I think we should just be lucky that this man is just going for it on 4th and 8s in the playoffs and not making a calendar out of cheerleader skins. So, keep the bonkers off the field, and you're the MVP.
Damn, that's a good argument.
Right? That is tremendous. Mm-hmm. I don't know who can top that. I have somebody, but I'm going to hold on to it for a second. Jamel, who's your MVP?
I've got a few nominees. The award show hasn't happened yet, so I'm just going to do my nominees.
Okay.
First up, O.J. Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
every year, perennial.
Always. Perennial. Yeah.
He's around. He's weighing in.
Yeah. Our guy, Stavros Halkias.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. He's on the Ravens official account. Honorable mention to the white guy who does the Park Height strut in front of the Ravens stadium as well. They're kind of 1A and 1B in terms of white guys on my list.
I think I saw the governor of Maryland was shotgunning beers outside the stadium as well. That was pretty sick.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Come on.
That is cool.
Have you heard from Stavi since this transpired? Oh.
Yeah, he told me he talked to Rudy Gay for a while. I have
about
not talked
what?
To him. Just whatever. just life. He said he just caught up with Rudy Gay.
So there's no, like, I want to kill Todd Monken kind
of
stuff coming
out? No, none
of
that. I'm giving him some space. I haven't talked to him since the loss.
We're still giving Bills fan friends some space on this show. We can't even comment on how sad they are.
Well, I got some more nominees. Also, Patrick Mahomes Sr.
Yeah.
The video of him not enjoying Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes mm-hmm. hanging out, he kind of spoke for the rest of the nation. Very big moment. And also, whoever Marquez Valdes-Scantling is talking to, whoever you're speaking to at BetterHelp, they're doing their thing.
Yeah. I'm glad he got into that tent. Everyone hated him.
Yeah.
And now here he is, catching passes.
It's just, how does it happen? Would you say Brock Purdy went through a similar... Well, because Brock Purdy didn't have, like, a season of being shit.
No, not at all.
To compare to, but just, like, there was a switch that flipped in MVS's head. Like, oh, I catch balls now. And I feel like Purdy had a similar, like, oh, oh, I could just make the throws.
Right. Did he learn anything from that Ravens game? It feels like, you know, after throwing, what was it, 4 picks, that he kind of realigned himself.
Kind of, but I feel like he kept making those same, because a lot of those interceptions were like throwing them off like the defensive line's head, and he kept doing that in these games as well. I'm like, why does, is it because he's just like on a littler plane or something?
Is he a short king? I got to check this.
I mean, they talk about his hands.
He's got the regular.
He's got the regular ass.
He's got the mini mitts.
If he's, he's 6'1". If that's short, I'm out of here. I don't want to deal with that.
I didn't realize how fast he was. He put the wheels on.
I mean, that's what won them the game.
Yeah, the legs. Really? The legs.
Honestly, that was big cock Brock in that.
running like somebody really had a gun on him.
Dude.
Well, nice.
When we're on the subject, the MVP of the playoffs for me is Brock Purdy.
Okay.
It's time to get real.
He has, generated the most conversation, the most kind of like, do you hate him? Do you love him? Do you think he's great? Do you think he sucks? Look, he just wins is kind of where we've landed on this. He's in the Super Bowl. He's going to be going up against Patrick Mahomes.
Sheesh. Fair fight.
I have to eat a little bit of crow here. I shit on the guy all season. That was a personal thing. Maybe not because of his play. It was just something that was happening to me. So I kind of want to take a moment to address Brock Purdy. Kyle, which camera should I look into?
Just kind of
this one right here. Yeah. Okay, let me go ahead and say something to Brock. Good job, buddy. You're so big. What a big boy. Way to go. Who's my little champion? Does the baby want to go to the Super Bowl?
Okay. Oh, boy.
Okay. I think somebody might have pooped his pants.
It's taking a turn.
Who's got a stink butt?
Now it's
Brock's got a stink butt. Okay. Thank you. Sorry about that, Brock. Yeah.
You were against him from the beginning. I, of course, named him MVP at one point in the season.
You did. Week 4.
And Jamel, I think you were agnostic about the whole thing.
I might still say he's a bum.
Well, it's NFC bias. I don't have to care about Brock Purdy until this game. You guys, you have to deal with him a little too much.
Fucking time. Honestly, my feelings are too Kyle Shanahan's over there with the flat brim. They got,
respect.
You know what I'm saying? They got our best tackle. They got both of our best linemen, both ways.
Damn.
What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to be like happy?
Well, you
can
guys,
be.
You guys gave Trent Williams cancer.
I know. It was pretty fucked up. I'm just.
It's okay, man. You need better help.
Thanks, bro. Yeah. Somebody get better help. Get at me.
Blake, who's your MVP for the playoffs?
Shoot. I'm kind of have a toss up. I really was stoked to see Baker Mayfield cooking again.
That's pretty fun.
But he
had the Zins in his pocket. That was pretty sick.
Yeah, I just think the league is better when Baker's out there slanging that shit, you know?
Did anybody else slang it like him? Is he one of the guys?
I feel like he's
slang rankings.
I think, and the more he's on camera, the harder he slangs. So, like, by playoff time, he's at utmost slanging.
By the way, he was named to the Pro Bowl because Dak opted out. So Baker Mayfield and, just a little bonus, Gardner Minshew, Pro Bowl caliber quarterbacks.
That's Mayfield, Minshew out on the town together? Come on.
That's an upgrade, man.
Yeah,
that is. I'll take Baker over Dak. Come on.
Where do they do the Pro Bowl again now? Well, the
I
games?
Think it's just on City Walk.
I thought it was
Universal. Yeah.
Damn, they do it at the Jurassic Park ride? Whoa. Yeah. That's crazy. I always thought it was just in Hawaii at all times.
It used to be.
It used to be. They switched but it up. It's Orlando this year.
Orlando. So they're going to get high at Disney World.
Oh, yeah. They're going to hit up the old Nickelodeon Studios.
Somebody's going to do.
Yeah.
Right? Mark Summers, guest referee.
The guy? Yeah.
Or Mike O'Malley? Yeah, get Mo in there.
Dude, get them both in some sumo suits or on one of those like bikes, that apocalyptic bike thing they had on Guts.
Somebody get an aggro crag.
Yeah, aggro crag.
Piece of the rock for sure.
Yeah. I was thinking of the big nose they can all just dig up trying to find a flag.
Double dare crazy. Style. Yeah.
Moira from Guts was hot, right? We can all...
Mo?
Mo?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Moira? Yeah. Who called her Moira?
Moira Quirk was her full name.
Oh, my God. Why do you know her government?
Because I really thought she was hot.
Yeah,
that is wild.
We know who thought she was the baddest.
Yeah.
Damn.
Recent Google search.
Her and Summer Sanders were right up there on my top of my aggro crowd.
Summer Sanders used to get busy. Hey, come on. I've seen a couple inside stuff.
Yeah.
Back to Mo.
Okay, so you had Baker.
Yeah.
But did you have a second that might have? Yeah,
just like straight up off top, Debo. I just think, you know, as soon as I heard he was good to play, I was like, they're going to win this game. Even though I was doubting it the first half, it's just like, he's the man. I love
him. And he's talked a lot of shit, and he's backed it all up.
And also with that dude, what's that guy's name? Johnson or whatever? The dude who's like tagging him on the side.
Oh, yeah, CJ Gardner-Johnson.
Yeah, man, like. There were a lot of ways that Debo could have handled that poorly, and I thought he just did it the right way. Just
why
put
you pointing
his
at me
there.
like it was my cousin?
He was an Eagle last year.
Yeah. I figure there's some way you could get to figuring he was part of your squad at some point. Dude.
Look, the theme of this championship weekend is bullies got their comeuppance.
I like that. You're right.
Damn.
Finally.
Except for the Chiefs. Except for the Chiefs.
We're not bullies. We're good guys. We're the popular kid who stops the bullies from bullying the like autistic student.
Even though
which does not exist at some high schools. But some high schools does have that guy. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But they were bullying that kicker in the end zone when
they moved his shit. He was trying to bully. He was trying to do a little bit of big boying of his own. Okay. And you're a kicker. I know you're one of the best kickers of all time. Right. Get your fucking shoes out of the way.
Don't act like Justin Tucker started it. All right.
All right. Check
the
tape.
He's kicking footballs.
Check the TikToks.
Oh, boy.
Blake Anderson, thank you so much for joining the show.
Thank you for having me.
Leave us with a prediction. And then let's just say we hope you get into this game somehow. Somebody. Get this man into the game.
And listen to This Is Important.
Listen to This Is Important podcast. My prediction is, what was the score of the Detroit Niners game? 34-31?
Yes.
I think it's going to be the same score and the same team winning. Niners on top, baby. That's my prediction.
Niner gangala.
Smooth sailing, so you don't have to freak out during the game, or is it a total
freak out? Like it's going to be a tight one.
I think it's going to be back and forth.
Okay.
And then And then come out with a victory. I hope. God. The last time they played the Super Bowl, I was in Canada. Do you know what it's like watching a Super Bowl in Canada?
Sounds brutal.
It fucking sucks.
Sounds terrible.
Are their commercials?
Oh,
it's just poutine and beavers?
They turn off the sound of the game when it's the game, and they turn the sound on when it's
commercial. I hate that.
I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, it's bad, dude. And the jerseys you see in Vancouver, it's crazy. It's like, you
a
know
lot
when
of Seahawks.
Oh, just random shit like
Jim Zorn.
Testaverde out of nowhere. Yeah. It's crazy, dude. It's crazy.
Well, you're back on the right side of soil.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
Go Niners.
Yeah. We just Good have luck. To hope we don't get another George Kittle video where he's talking about how he'll be back again.
Again.
Look, the game's not this week. We're not going to do a Super Bowl preview. We're going to hang on to that for the week leading up into the game. But as Danny mentioned during the break, a lot of happenings around the NFL. A lot of head coaching hires, a lot of head coaching vacancies. Who is the Commanders coach?
Why isn't the Commanders
coach? What the hell is happening?
Because Barry Sanders intervened. Barry Sanders! What are you supposed to do? You're Ben Johnson. You just watched a team blow a NFC championship game, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Barry Sanders says you have unfinished business. Of course you're going to stay.
Well, he didn't blow the game. I mean,
exactly.
He was the
That's
offense.
Why he's...
Yeah, he's great. You should have gotten him. But why are you guys always on the – you guys are always the last person to get a cut. You're always – At the very end of the carousel, you always lose the game of musical chairs. Like, what is it about the Commanders that keeps this streak going?
Well, it's because it's idiots calling the shots. Mm.
But this is
a
new
group
new.
Of idiots.
Magic Johnson's an idiot, Jamel?
Nah, listen, man.
A football life, Magic Johnson.
Just because it's new people in doesn't mean anything has changed. Everybody saw what we did this season. It's the same old bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like... It's not an attractive job, bro. It hasn't been for a long time. And now they're probably not even trying to pay. They're not even overpaying guys like they used to. We used to just overpay the guy. Now we're not even doing that. We're stuck, man. Just give it to Bieniemy. Just give Bieniemy two years. And listen, if it doesn't go well, same old Commanders. You could just let them go.
It would definitely be nice for Bieniemy to get a shot. I think maybe the offense suffered a little bit without him. I don't know. For the Chiefs, but you got some pretty tasty options out there. I mean, you got the greatest of all time, Bill Belichick.
No, thank you.
Got your old buddy and potentially new best friend, Mike Vrabel.
I understand that you. I know you're not returning my calls or my emails, but I would love if you coach the Commanders. If it's not Vrabel, it's got to be Bienemy. Anybody else, I don't want to hear it.
What about the brother of a former coach? Is John Gruden out of timeout yet?
Oh.
I'm good. I'm good purely for age reasons.
He's not that old.
How old is he?
I don't know. He drinks Coronas in commercials.
Yeah, he looks over 40, but not 50. And that's a good young age.
Hey, Siri, how old is John Gruden? 60.
60?
Ouch.
That's not that old for these coaches.
You know, 60 isn't that old. I mean, Belichick's what, 72?
He's old. But why does John Gruden look like that if he's 60?
Because he's a tortured man. Something's wrong inside of him.
Well, I mean, I'm saying the opposite. Like, he kind of looks like he's not old. Is he doing like Just for Men kind of thing?
Yeah,
I mean,
he might be.
He's got to be doing something.
He might have a skincare thing. He's
hyperbaric
on TV.
Chamber, perhaps, or
a lot
you know,
of years on TV.
That roller that chicks use, or under
jade rollers.
Yeah,
the cold treatment.
A couple jade rollers, couple of them blue rollers.
He's ready to go. Sounds like he's ready to go.
Roll up.
Natalie has a full on mat. My wife has a full on mask that she keeps in the freezer at all times, and when she puts it on. It seems like it's torturing her, but it's just what women have to do.
These are the rules. We didn't make them up.
The Seahawks hired former Ravens defensive coordinator Mike McDonald. A lot of people are saying that that's some amazing move. We shall see. The Eagles brought in Kellen Moore as their offensive coordinator. He was at the Chargers and then previously the Cowboys. Mm.
So Sirianni, still the boss.
Yes.
And then Kellen Moore, who stank in Los Angeles, coming in to take orders from a guy that you hated all season.
And Vic Fangio.
And then Vic Fangio, who Patrick Mahomes has deep-pantsed time and time again on every team.
We don't have to worry about
Patrick Mahomes. I've seen him for a long time.
Yeah, I'm not worried about him.
And also, it doesn't matter. I mean, dog, according to the way things are set up, we shouldn't even have NFL seasons. Just give it to the Chiefs.
I kind of like
it. For the next eight years, and then we could just move on.
I mean, look, we had to suffer through the Brady Belichick era. It's the same kind of thing.
Are you willing to issue an apology to the Patriots? Because you are now the Patriots.
No, I don't think that they were very cool. That's the problem. I had many years where I didn't like the Spurs when I was trying to get into basketball. They kind of soured basketball on me.
I'm sorry. That's a bad time to get in.
I know. And I was watching those games against, you know, the Kings, against those good Suns teams. I wanted the upstart to get in and, you know, be able to compete in the finals. And it just never happened. And it was always these boring Tim Duncan-y, frowny, just gray teams.
A lot of turnaround.
Showing up.
Bank shots.
The Admiral straight to Tim Duncan, like just the twin tower of boringness. And the Chiefs are not that. We're fun. We're pop culture savvy.
The pop culture thing is doing a lot of lifting this season, I got to say.
Our defense is doing some lifting, folks.
They're
People
good.
Just can't handle the fact that we have a good defense.
Yeah, the defense is doing the most lifting because the offensive team was not fun until the Bills game.
And now we are fun. Now we got playoff Pat, playoff Travis. Did you see
dad
that?
Body.
Did you? And his beautiful body
I think
is definitely better than everyone on this in this garage
right
now.
He's a professional athlete.
And yet it's not so far off that it feels unattainable. I'm never going to have Lamar Jackson's body, but if I work hard, if I eat my greens, I could have Patrick Mahomes' fucking torso.
You know, this is kind of a fun role reversal. I was watching an NFL throwback channel, and it had all the first-round quarterback picks versus last-round quarterback picks. And you know who's on that list a lot? The Chiefs losing playoff games with the likes of Trent Green, Elvis Gerback.
Yeah, Steve Bono.
And so these are all the last possible type picks. Not Mr. Irrelevant, but last round versus
Matt
first
Cassel,
round picks.
Also another?
Yes. And now it's flipped. Now you have the first round quarterback versus Brock Purdy. So I just thought that was kind of interesting. And also getting back into the head coaches, we didn't talk about the old ball coach. Harbaugh. Yeah,
that's true.
Coming to Los Angeles. We saw how electric that Chargers atmosphere was.
I might
was.
Be in on the Chargers.
And now we got Harbaugh?
I might be fully in.
Do it. Just do
have
it.
To find
I
my hard hat.
Fucking dare you to get back into the Chargers. It's just.
It might be tough.
You're just. you're Lucy with the football, or the Chargers are, and you're fucking Charlie Brown.
Sure.
You don't want to be Charlie Brown.
I am Charlie Brown. I'm not supposed to be happy watching sports. If but I was, I wouldn't have this bullshit on.
But why isn't your secondary team a team that you feel really could compete?
Nah, see, because everybody does that. I'm zagging. They're zigging, I'm zagging.
So at what level of, like, what stage down in your fandom of the many teams on your list do you get to an actual Super Bowl team?
Probably like this week. It's probably like so where, just because I have to pick someone who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
it's
I feel like
whittled down to two.
Yeah, I feel like it's whittled down to two.
It felt like you were more leaning Niners. We can't talk
about
it. Yeah,
that's true. I guess throughout the year, I have been leaning more Niners, and obviously I was following the Ravens pretty close.
Dan finally got on board with the Chiefs last week after the Bills game, and I appreciate that. We appreciate that.
I got a little bit of Chiefs. I'm responsible for the Chiefs. I birthed the Chiefs. Andy Reid's mine.
Do you think he'll go in the Hall as an Eagle?
Absolutely not. All right. No, so he is a Chiefs Hall of Famer. There's no doubt about that.
You actually don't have to pick that in the NFL.
Right. Oh.
That's good.
Okay. So I guess, your whole lexicon of what I...
rounding it out, Falcons got Raheem Morris. The Panthers got Dave Canales. The Patriots, Gerard Mayo. The Raiders kept Antonio Pierce, who was the interim head coach. The Titans, Brian Callahan. Yeah, goddamn.
Hasn't he gotten a chance before, or is that a different?
It was
Brian
his dad,
Callahan?
I think.
Okay, so there's always there's always a Callahan.
Yeah.
And a Harbaugh.
Yep.
Fuck it. The Nepo shit besides, like, look at the wave of coaches that are coming in. There's a lot of great black coaches coming into the league, kicking ass, getting their teams on board, and you guys still can't do Bienemy? You know this Callahan guy is going to eat shit. Do the right thing.
I mean, we should do this just because there's no other all the better coaches are gone, bro. Just roll it out.
You just have to copy what the Texans did last season. They have high first-round picks, the Commanders do. You need a young, like, enthusiastic coach like D'Amico Ryans.
You need
a
motivator. And Eric Bieniemy
they
is
did
that.
It last. The Texans were the worst team for, like, four straight years, and now they're a darling. Like, it happens fast.
Well, that plus C.J. Stroud. But you guys have the two
overall
picks.
That's what I'm saying. They're
going
to get to get a quarterback.
Pick,
yeah. So you need the right coach to complement that, and – you do have a chance.
I mean, it seems like it's Bieniemy. Why not? I mean, it seems like the best thing about him was motivating. Yeah. Was he even calling plays in Kansas City?
Yeah.
Well,
I think
there was some people didn't hire him because they didn't think he called the plays.
Well, everybody was lauding Andy Reid this week
Turns
for
out
his
head coach
first.
Doesn't even fucking call the plays if they don't want to.
For Andy Reid's first 15 plays, the script, and they were genius. They were quick hitting passes.
It wasn't Nagy doing that shit.
No, that was Reed. That's experience right there. And that was kind of their whole offense for the day.
You know,
was those
crazy?
First two drives.
Two genius. Perfect drives and then nothing.
That was it.
Well, but that was all it took.
And the bombed MVS. Let's not
forget.
Well,
that was the clincher for
and
sure.
I agree with you that was our offense on paper. But what we were doing was not turning the ball over, getting 20, not three and outing either, getting 20 yards and then punting, keeping them back. And making it harder for them to score. And that was its own little offensive masterclass.
Yeah.
The thing that field position is.
You were saying the Lions need to kind of learn their lesson from losing a game, as heartbreaking as that. I think Lamar's takeaway here is just learning, like, just you have to be patient. You can't win the game. Like, and it's not like he was going too crazy, but that's what Mahomes has mastered. Mm-hmm. Mahomes knows this is a 60-minute game. Like, he's never playing outside of himself. It's always so patient and calculated.
And it seems like nobody talks shit to him anymore. He has this, like, Jordan-level thing. Where
why would you piss him off?
Yeah.
I don't understand why you would irk this person.
Everyone's trying every approach.
Though. I'm to the point where, let's just keep hitting the piss him off
piss
button.
Piss him off.
Because the other buttons ain't working.
Yeah, nothing else works.
Nothing works. Just keep trying to piss him off.
Well, the Niners, a lot of those players who were on the team a couple years ago that lost to this Chiefs team are still on the team.
Yeah.
They might go for that. They might try to get in his head and just rattle him.
It does seem like the Niners can handle that type of game the whole game. They've been around.
I just don't understand the call for a 31 or no, even 34 is what Blake said. 34 points against this Chiefs defense. Like, I'm sorry, that's just not gonna happen. Again, we can't predict it, but man, is that not gonna happen?
I don't think it's possible, but I think the Niners could control the box. I don't know about going downfield, but I'm just, if we're just talking about them front eights, I think the best thing about the Chiefs defense is the secondary.
It is, yes. but the worst thing about the Niners offense is Brock Purdy. So I think if we scare that guy, all the wheels.
He had to have been scared in the Lions game.
We can't talk about this.
Yeah, we're not talking about that yet.
Sorry.
Hey, guys, breaking news. The Chiefs are wearing red uniforms. The 49ers wearing white. How do you feel about this?
It's how we won the last Super Bowl.
If I was the Niners, I would ask for something different.
You would say, can I do an alternate? Everybody, my black uniforms?
Put us in the color rush.
Yeah.
Something else. You don't get to just wear your regular stuff. No.
Yeah, the Niners would be fun in their red tops and gold pants, but they seem to like the white on whites for some reason. I think that's a Bosa call.
Which I don't like. I mean, just as a fat guy, I've never been a fan of the white on white uniform combo.
No, sir.
You just look like the Michelin man.
Yeah, you got to get dark colors to slim down. Are there any other coaches, or are there any other things that – because I feel like there was a big expose, and I know we've talked about it way too much, but there was a big expose on the Jets – today. I don't know if you guys read through that.
Oh, no.
Basically, that Aaron Rodgers is kind of their only hope, and they're all in on Aaron Rodgers, which we already kind of knew.
No shit.
But it's basically like the coach pissed off the defense by doing this, by making it like, we'll just throw Zach Wilson in there, and who cares, because next year we got Aaron Rodgers again, and the defense is like basically out on this dude because of it.
But then they played so good still. It's not like they didn't play like they given up throughout the year.
The defense didn't, but the offense was just so ass in a way that was unfathomable. I mean, just,
yeah,
you've had good players. It was just, if I was a defensive player on, because like you realize Saleh doesn't do anything with the offense. He just makes the decisions at the end of the day of who starts and who doesn't. But he was just proud of his little shiny number one defense. And he was terrified of having a situation where, like so many, like Tomlin in the past or whatever, that put together these great defenses and then got killed by their quarterback. He wanted to avoid that, so they brought in Rodgers, and now it's kind of coming back to fuck him.
And Zach Wilson in the article said, like, he thought he was going to have a mentor in Rodgers and
didn't see him.
Yeah. They had no relationship.
That Hard Knocks was bullshit.
Rodgers was not there to help.
Who knew he was just peacocking for the cameras?
Yeah, no shit, man. Especially when you know you only have to act right for the 2 weeks because it's a camera crew that's going to be there.
Yeah.
All right. We good with headlines?
Hey, you guys got what you wanted. Non-Chiefs talk for a short amount of time.
This is the next 10 years of our lives, Danny.
Can't wait to get to the letters.
It's been the whole time we've been doing this show. We started it, I think, when Patrick Mahomes started for the first season.
It was the year after, because I remember he was high on him early. He knew from the draft.
Was that true? Well, yeah, maybe the Titans game you lost, we were doing it.
Check the receipts, folks. Yes. Go back to our treasure trove of episodes from the first season that we got together.
Available.
They sound bad.
Sounded pretty good.
It was fine.
We were in person.
We had to establish this rhythm over time. So
I think the first season's underrated.
Check it out.
There were a lot of angles. We weren't talking about the games as much. There was really topics. They have aged fine. But now it's time for this week's mailbag.
You've got mail.
Every single week, especially these two Super Bowl weeks, we have that bonus week before the next game, and that just means extra mail. Mm. But we're still only going to read one piece a piece. Danny, you want to start us off?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm going to reach deep into the bottom. I'm going elbow deep, and then I'm coming up with a delicious dingleberry of mail.
Mm.
Hey guys, love the show. This is Elmo. Elmo just had a crazy week. Elmo posted on X asking how everyone was doing and found out a lot of people are really unhappy. But you want to know a secret? Elmo was actually asking that question to all non-Chiefs football fans. Elmo wanted to check in because Elmo knows how hard it is to come to terms with the fact that Patrick Mahomes is inevitable in the playoffs, and he's going to be dominating the league for at least 10 more years. Elmo feels your pain. Trust Elmo. Elmo's a Giants fan. But there are plenty of things Elmo can suggest to take your mind off of the Chiefs dynasty. You can ride a bike or share an ice cream with your best friend. Also, Elmo's heard good things about Formula One. Elmo doesn't want you to give in to despair. And if you ever need someone to talk to, Elmo is always here for you. And Elmo doesn't groom children anymore.
Oh, Elmo is a child.
Elmo was a guy who did some stuff.
He was a
dude. And now Elmo is a child again.
Oh, is that true? Did they change Elmo?
Well,
did you finish reading the letter?
That's the end of
okay,
the
okay.
It's signed Elmo.
Elmo's a 3-year-old child, as I believe the character to currently be.
Right.
That's how he's portrayed. But am I missing something? Did he used
There's
to
a
be?
Whole documentary about.
Oh, shit. I missed this.
I don't know if you know this, but some of the characters on Sesame Street are actually puppets who are operated by flawed men.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That's what he
Look said. Look it up. Look it up.
I don't want to.
Well, I got a letter. in the meantime, looks like this one came from NFL headquarters, y'all.
Oh, shit.
Hey, we in the big time. Hey, guys. Head of the Pro Bowl Gaming Commission, L. Ron Studdard here. First off, I'm a huge fan of the show, and I'm sorry your request for press passes was denied. But I still wanted to write in and give you guys the scoop on what games we're considering in the coming years of the Pro Bowl games. I know you guys think we're just fucking around out there, but this shit is very serious, all right? We have several meetings. There is a full commission of several members, one of which is Nancy Pelosi. All right, now here's what we got. First, 500. You remember that game, 500?
I loved
it. Where you throw the ball and you get 500 points?
I like Three Flies Up better, but yeah.
Next.
We should do that game just as a pod.
Tiddlywinks. We're thinking about bringing Tiddlywinks back.
I like it.
Mafia. You ever play Mafia?
That's a board game, right?
Well, it's kind of just in your mind.
It's
you
like
it's like Cops and Robbers.
It's like it's like Werewolf and all.
Yeah, like Who Done It.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Pro Bowl Mafia.
I like it. I like it.
T-ball, Mario Party, and that's of course, cool. Extreme Tiddlywinks.
Oh boy.
Anyway, tell me what you guys think. We'll be meeting about this in the coming months. L. Ron Studdard out.
I like all that. I think we've watched our players play football. Now it's time to see what other skills they have.
Yeah. I would love to see Gardner Minshew play Mario Party.
I want to see him do magic. They should have to learn a magic trick, perform it, get judged by other magicians.
So it's like
I just
a
don't
talent
know if you
show.
Can do it in a 4-hour span. They might need a week.
Pro Bowl week? We got
right
nothing
now.
Else going on.
Right now. Learn.
Give us something to talk about.
Is that why Dak called out? He didn't want to learn magic?
Probably.
You can learn a magic trick in a week.
Yeah,
come on, dude.
Could.
It's
I've
on YouTube.
Tried. I've
yeah.
Never tried.
Blake really out on Dak.
Well,
that's a nice insight.
That's all of you guys.
I think
hate
everyone
Dak.
On Earth.
Yeah, I think we do.
Dak, yeah.
Okay, let me grab a letter here. Hey, yeah, I got a letter here from Jackson Mahomes.
Okay.
Oh, it reads, "Hey guys, big fan of the show. Especially love Danny and Kyle. I am sick and fucking tired of Taylor Swift getting all this attention. I am the Hunter Biden of the NFL, and nobody gives me the credit I deserve. Yeah. Yeah. Smoke crack with prostitutes. Check. Sexually harass waitresses. Double doink. Use my unearned status to gain entry into some of the most high security events on earth. Triple crown, baby. What do you people need to see for me to give me my championship belt? Unfortunately for Earth, I will now be forced to unleash my greatest hijinks ever at this year's Super Bowl. Will I expose my weird dick during Usher's performance? Or perhaps I'll smoke crack again and blow it in Taylor Swift's face?
Ooh.
Next Sunday, I will paint my masterpiece. Just you wait. Signed, Jackson Mahomes.
Now, can you get a contact high from crack smoke?
That's a great question.
I'm going to go ahead and say probably. Having not experienced it.
It's probably not good for you.
It's not good for you. I'll give you that. But does it get you high on crack?
Right.
Crack vapors? I'm going to probably, definitely. Mm.
That's maybe. A great question, though. Kyle, if you blew crack into my kid's face, what happens?
That's a problem. That's,
that's
a problem.
You don't want that.
I'm like, say, Kyle's
I'm
smoking
not
crack
Google
in this
exactly
scenario.
That phrase with my name and everything as part of it.
Put your last name in there. Please.
Kyle, if you blew crack, yeah. Reddit.
Kyle,
I'll
as the guy who
the
smokes
end to
crack.
Get good answers.
Yeah. As the one guy we know.
Who for sure?
Who for sure?
Because I grew up
that close to Independence, Missouri.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, is that crack?
You know what? That's a perfect experimenting ground for the crack smoke contact high theory, because that's basically what the air quality is.
Oh, yeah.
It's just crack. 30% crack.
Hmm.
Great town. Good Chinese food there.
As with most towns that involve crack.
I had a schizophrenic girlfriend I used to visit in Independence.
Oh, you've brought her up on the show before.
I miss her.
Yeah, me too. Well, I'm going to wrap things up and just say sorry that Jamel brought up the Pro Bowl. We're going to try and ignore it.
No final thoughts here?
Oh, yeah, final thoughts.
My final thought is enjoy the Pro Bowl. It's an exciting week of football with some of the most mid-grade quarterbacks you've ever laid your eyes upon.
I'm going to make my final thought about Kyle Ayers and his show.
Yes.
On February 4th,
yes.
Coming up, get your tickets at the Elysian Theater. You can not just see Kyle, but his openers are pretty bomb. Do people say bomb?
Yeah.
Aparna Nancherla, Reggie Watts, Jermaine Fowler, Murderers Row. Kyle's going to tell you all about the extreme pain that he's in every moment of every day,
except when
Patrick Mahomes is on the field.
And except when he's smoking crack, which gives him a...
Right, that's why he smokes crack.
Pink cloud.
You know, I did develop this disease right around when we drafted Mahomes. That's where it's called like Chiefs fan disease. They're like, we need you to feel how you'd been feeling still in some capacity.
Got to even out.
We call this the Matt Castle disease. That's why I can't put hats on my head or they fall off backwards.
Get your tickets now, Kyle Ayers. Hard to say. Look it up.
February 4th, people, in L.A.
I know you have nothing to do. I literally booked exactly this day.
Pull up.
7 p.m.?
7 p.m.
Be there.
That's a day.
Let's go.
Final thoughts on the week for myself. The Eagles are back, baby. We're back.
All right. Sorry.
What Danny said.
Sorry, Jamel brought up the Pro Bowl again.